This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and 2 hours till vacation. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch holding it down in Raleigh, North Carolina, visiting his family for the holiday. A couple of grandbabies, how many?
Nightdale, baby, Nightdale.
Nightdale, shout out to Nightdale. There are six between sons, son-in-law's daughters with you down there? Six? I get the math right?
Yeah, it will be 6-5 because Aaliyah had to work.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we hope the Mitchell clan has a blast down there. I want to have this conversation because everybody's ranking movies. I mean, talk about peak summer content. And ranking sports movies has become a popular thing. And I think there's just so many good ones. I'm not necessarily here to rank them. I just want to talk about them and let folks on the phones weigh in on them. But, B, I wanted to let you start with your favorite.
Favorite of all time?
Yeah.
This may not hit a lot of people's radar, but I had this book when I was a young kid. I was told the story about Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. And it had the little book, Brian's Song. And finally got a chance to see the movie in black and white. And I just liked the whole story. It was at a time when you didn't have great race relations in the United States, but those two guys and their wives became very, very cool with each other. It just shows you how sports can overcome just about anything. So I love that movie, mostly because the name was Brian Song. But after I learned the story and then meeting people from different backgrounds as I went through the NFL, went to high school, college, It made me understand more about what the movie was about, you know. But then when you start looking at some of these other movies out there, I like horse racing, so Seabiscuit and Secretariat are two good ones as well. White Men Can't Jump.
I love White Men
Can't Jump. Was the funniest damn movie. It gave you everything.
It's even beyond funny, though. It's like, for me, that's the one movie when I stumble upon it, like I'm going to watch it till the end. Yeah. It'll be up all night. It's just, it's compelling and like sucks you in a way that, because it's funny you brought up, you know, race relations. Like that's a major component of White Men Can't Jump.
It is.
L.A. in the early 90s. Like it was just, But Brian's Song, I don't know that everybody knows what it's even about, right? Brian Piccolo on the Bears.
Yeah, he had, polio, I think it was. He ended up getting a medical scare and couldn't play anymore. But that relationship between he and Gale Sayers is what basically just takes you all the way to the end. I guess at a time when you wouldn't expect to see two people of different backgrounds really, really being there for each other is exactly what you saw. And I've always felt being in a locker room on a football field, going through the stuff we go through together, nobody gives a damn about what your color is at that point. It's all about I can depend on you, you can depend on me. And if you're dealing with something, I'm dealing with something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I think that movie depicts that to the T.
I'm with you. It's a great, great, great
I thank my mama for giving me that book when I was a young kid.
That's cool, so, man.
Yes.
Did Billy Dee Williams play Gale Sayers?
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams played him.
Yep. I mean, what a G that dude is.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, does he still have that mustache, I wonder? what's Billy Dee Williams' name in the Star Wars movies, Landfill? Hondo?
No, Lando.
Lando. Lando Calrissian. What a
it would
G,
be man. Lando, so Landfill could take – I'm just messing with you.
All right, I don't have a list, and I don't – like, I'm also not excluding anything, right? But I just thought of movies that came to mind for me when I start thinking best sports movies. I love Rudy.
Yep.
All the players go in and throw their jerseys down. It's absurd, but it's terrific. Remember the Titans is truly a fantastic movie.
Hell yeah. I love that movie.
My boy Charlie Boy, that's his favorite movie ever. I always think of Charlie when I think of Remember the Titans. Hoosiers.
Yep.
I want the ball. I'll make the shot. I mean, Jimmy Chitwood, so good. Friday Night Lights. The TV show was good, but the movie, I've also read that book. If you're into either the book or the movie, have you watched that, B? I think you'd really enjoy it.
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to win, let Booby spin. I loved Days of Thunder. Tom Cruise, probably, again, early 90s NASCAR.
NASCAR, yep.
Yeah. Apparently, Tom Cruise is talking about remaking a Days of Thunder 2, kind of like how he did with Top Gun. You got me.
As I started thinking about these movies, Jay, I realized I watch a lot of sport movies.
Yo, me too, B. It's funny, like, some of my boys are into, like, you know, sci-fi or comic books. And even as a kid, with the video games, I was never into that
sci-fi
stuff.
Can kick rocks.
Yo, recognizing that, like, White Men Can't Jump is a fiction, but it's also like a fiction depicting something. Like, I'm not here for dragons and dudes with foreheads and stuff. It's just not for me.
I don't need that.
White Men Can't Jump, we discussed. Just an absolute banger. Happy Gilmore. I love that movie.
That's a good one. Caddyshack.
Phenomenal movie. The original Major League with Charlie Sheen and Joe Boo and everything is so good.
Moneyball,
fantastic. I read that book, too. If you ever read the book's better than the movie, which is almost always the case. Mm. Field of Dreams is...
Somebody just gave me a book by the guy who started up PXG Golf.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got to read that. He was actually in the military. You know, you hear a lot of people going around saying, I do this because of the military. This guy was actually in the military.
Yeah, a lot of stolen valor out there.
Yeah.
Varsity Blues, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Texas High School Football, Texas Forever. I love the original Rocky. I think it's one of the best. I think the original Rocky actually won Best Picture. And then I love the Creed movies, too. I always watch them on planes. You know, B, you know my thing on planes. I get emotional. I don't know why. There's a weird... Something happens in my brain. It's a real thing.
You guys not getting on airplanes and crying, dog.
You can Google it. It's a real thing, B.
Bro, I don't know about all that, Jay.
I think it was Creed 2, where he had a baby girl coming and realized his dad wasn't there. I started bawling on an airplane.
That depicts your real life, dog.
I know.
So you don't need to read no book and Google nothing. If stuff did, like when I watched Boys in the Hood, I had a buddy that was killed.
Brother,
I had a buddy that was killed, and when they shot with Ricky in the running down the whatever
right before he's going to USC,
I was sitting there with Monica. I broke down crying, and she didn't know what the hell I was crying about because I was thinking about my boy. So if you go through stuff that help you remember something that you lived, it will bring some emotion out of you
for sure.
But it's not just going to happen just because.
Well, but, B, I'm telling you, with me on the airplanes, it happens just because. I one time started crying at Transporter 2. Like, that wasn't emotional. It was just, there's like something weird going on with the oxygen in my brain. I'm telling you.
Landfield, he just telling us what we all know. He's weird.
That's true.
All right, you want to, Landfield, you got a favorite?
Yeah, I got some movies. The best sports movie ever is Remember the Titans.
It's great.
I feel like Mighty Ducks is probably number two.
Mighty Ducks is really good. I need to watch that with the kids.
Great movie. Caddyshack is amazing, and so is Moneyball.
Yep. Caddyshack.
Bad News Bears was another one out there.
I've never seen it.
Which one, B?
Bad News Bears.
Yo, the first, the original, like the 70s.
Some of these movies I named was out in the 70s. Some of these movies I named was in the 70s and stuff like that.
Well, dude, I like, yo, Bad News Bears, like the original 70s, 80s, whenever that was version. Is it Walter, what's that old grumpy dude's name? Walter Matthau? I think that's him. He was the
that
coach.
That sounds familiar.
And The Longest Yard. The original Longest Yard. The remake Longest Yard is good. The original one is hard. Like, it's very different. Those are good-ass movies. Bad News Bears is definitely good, man. I think, all right. Miracle. A lot of people talking about Miracle.
Yeah.
Necessary Roughness, when my man's all juiced up, starting defense, and he starts headbutting window car windows in the parking lot. All right.
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup's a classic.
Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams, but that's like a documentary. But yes. Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. All right, we got people that want to talk movies. Let's start with Mike in D.C. Mike, what's your favorite sports movie, dog?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on. You guys named a bunch of excellent ones. By the way, I totally agree with you on Moneyball book. Way, way better than the movie. I can't say it's my top, but it's an obscure one that everyone forgets about. The Program.
Oh, yeah.
That football movie has one of the greatest sports lines of all time when Omar Epps gets decked and James Caan walks out and says, "Are you hurt or are you injured?"
There you go, baby.
He's like, "What's the difference, coach?" And he goes, "If you're hurt, you can keep playing."
Dude, The Program. I just mixed up Necessary Roughness with The Program, and my apologies. Necessary Roughness is also good. Sinbad's in it. Kathy Ireland's the kicker. But
Scott Bakula, I think, is in that.
Yeah, Scott Bakula for sure. But The Program, dude, between the juicing that's going on.
The Program I didn't like, I'm going to tell you why. They went overboard with it. They tried to accentuate stereotypes, and every time I see anything like that with sports, it pisses me off.
Because fair enough.
There's nobody doing as much as that Program showed you.
Well, and I thought Any Given Sunday, which I like a lot, did the same thing. Like, some of these sports movies just go way too far over the top. You know what I'm saying?
It's non-sports people writing the damn movie.
Right. Hey, great call, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
You know, speaking of Scott Bakula sports movies, did you ever see Major League 3 Back to the Minors?
I did not.
He was the coach of the Buzz. I believe the Salt Lake City Buzz. They were a minor league affiliate of the Twins, and then they eventually challenged the Twins to a game.
How'd that go?
I believe the Buzz ended up winning.
Wow.
Shout out to the Buzz. How do we feel about A League of Their Own?
Great movie.
It was good, man.
Great movie.
Yeah. Is it Gina Davis that was just nasty?
Yeah, Gina Davis, Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell.
Lori
Petty, I feel like, is her name. Tom Hanks, obviously.
Do you want me to sing the song or no? Because I know the song.
Do it.
You can't sing, Jim.
Yo, the Madonna song that had a music video with A League of Their Own. This used to be my playground. Used to be.
Stop
this
right there.
This used to be Stop my right pride and
you
joy.
You are horrible, dog.
You remember that, Landfill? Let him know.
I don't remember the song, but I remember the movie.
All right, let's keep these phone lines going.
I guarantee you that movie is, that song, not that bad.
Maybe Landfill can find it. Eddie's in Stafford. Eddie, you made me a pie?
Yeah, I did. I hope you like the blueberry pie.
I love blueberry pie. Now, Eddie, you made this for Jeff, and I have absconded it.
I make you be Mitch of pie, too. I made it for you guys at the 106.7, the live event.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
I do remember that.
Cool, cool, cool. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll hook you up with a chocolate pie one day, JP.
All right.
With the crust.
My man.
And then you can tell people you cooked it, Jay.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Eddie, what's your favorite sports movie, dog?
I mean, I saw it the other day with my kids. It's still a standalone. I love Sandlot. That's one of my favorite movies. It's a great one for the kids, and it still holds up today. But I was thinking about the other movies you all talked about. I remember Wildcats. That was another one.
Is that Goldie Hawn?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes was in it. And,
yeah,
that was a good one.
Classic. That was good, dude. That's a good call. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for the pie, bro.
All right, buddy. All right, have a great July 4th. Take care, guys.
You too, man. Happy 4th of July. Another one that we kind of forgot, B, Blind Side was really good.
Yep, it was. Yep.
But
all the stuff that has happened since Blind Side is taken away from it. It's like the whole movie was like a lie.
Yeah, the book.
This
sounds nerdy to keep saying. The book is actually way better on that. Because it kind of studies, it studies more. Yeah, this movie I thought was kind of weird. Did you ever watch Vision Quest, the wrestling movie?
The what?
There's a movie about like not pro wrestling, but like dudes like trying to wrestle, like Greco-Roman or whatever it's called, like real wrestling.
Never seen that.
It's good, dude, but it's also kind of weird.
Jay, we got another little person here.
Oh, we got him on the stream. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Say, what's up, Jay? Show him your muscles, Bryce.
Hey, buddy.
Show him your muscles.
Show me those muscles.
He normally throws his arms up like
that. There's a lot taken in here.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him his favorite movies.
Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel, all right.
That's it.
I wonder what he's into. What's crazy is, he's, what, 60 months old or something?
Yep, 15.
Like, that kid will never experience movies like we did, where you, like, waited for him in the theater.
He'd probably be watching them as soon as they come out.
It'll all be on YouTube or on his phone or on.
There you go.
I mean, hell, he'll have the glasses. Who knows what he'll have?
Are we counting Dodgeball as a sports movie? Because that's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I like
Dodgeball. I think we can count that.
That was cool.
Dodgeball was funny. Duck, dodge, dive. Let's keep these phones.
What about
going.
Heaven Can Wait?
Is that baseball? What's Heaven Can Wait?
The guy plays the backup quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. He's mistakenly taken to heaven, and he gets kind of like put back in the starting quarterback's body.
Wow.
I have not seen that, Lamphill.
It's a great movie.
That's a lot of thinking, though.
What about...
how you mistakenly get taken to heaven?
Well, the angel was new.
Somebody messed up.
Okay.
Right. They did a remake with Chris Rock like 20 years ago. That was a good one, too.
What was that one called?
Heaven Can Wait.
Okay. You know what movie was good? It was Kingpin, the bowling joint. I don't know if that's a sports movie, but it's very funny.
And it's bowling.
It's very dark, I guess would be the right word.
Well, some Kingpin movies are like mafia movies.
Yeah, this one's
all
about bowling. Yeah.
Beast could probably tell us about it. He's probably in it.
Beast might have been in it. All right, we're taking all your calls. Best sports movies. It's the day before the 4th of July. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are packed. I'm eating. Shout out to Wildcard Scott. He brought in Shake Shack. Looks like B's eating. What do you got down there, B?
Oh, man. Brea did some smothered chicken with some green beans and rice.
Now you're talking.
Nice.
B, how upset are you? You're missing Wildcard Scotty's in-studio visit.
Man, you know, I wish I was there. What is this Scotty asking Jab about doing a radio show?
That was off air. If anybody's watching on the stream, for about the last 3 minutes, I had to cut my mic on and off because I was like in between some stomach gesticulations, but I think I'm good to go. We're ready to rock. all right, Brian. Phone lines are packed. We're going to keep it going, man. Just asking folks what their favorite sports movies are. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong or right. Like Moondog says, The Natural is the best baseball movie ever. I like The Natural. You ever see that one, B?
Huh?
A lot of people are talking about Slapshot, which is this old school hockey movie with Paul Newman. It's a great movie. It's funny. It's good. I like it.
Slapshot.
You ever see it?
I never seen it. I heard about it, but I never seen it.
All right, let's see. See what Paul in DC has to say. What's up, Paul?
Paul, what's up?
Paul, you there, dude? All right. Paul's going back on hold. I'm starting to think Strober's less competent than Jeff Walker. I'm going to be honest with you. That is not necessarily what anybody wants to hear, but
I'm just doing my job,
when
man.
When Jeff puts people on hold and then I pod them up, they generally speak. We're going to try again. Rodney is in Bowie. What's up, Rodney?
What up, Rod? Hey, what's up, fellas? I remember the Titans is kind of number one for personal reasons. I had two uncles that played on that team. They went to T.C. Williams, Earl Cook and Frankie Glasgow.
All right.
So I
That's
love
cool.
that one for personal reasons. But He Got Game is a good one.
Yeah.
And a side note to He Got Game, which I just found this out, they did an interview with Spike Lee, and Spike Lee said in the script, Ray was supposed to win 11-0, but no one knew that Denzel Washington went home to practice. He went against the script. He said to his – he didn't tell anybody. He said, I'm not losing 11-0. I can't go back to Mount Vernon, New York, and let this dude beat me 11-0. So in the middle of filming, he said Ray Allen tried to call a timeout, and Spike Lee said – I don't know what to tell you, man. but that was a funny part of He Got Game.
I saw that on TV one day, dog. They were talking about that.
Yeah, I think Spike Lee recently told that story or something. Yeah. Maybe it was during one of the NBA playoff games. Thanks for the call, Rodney. Good call, man.
All right. Yeah.
Have a great 4th of July.
That's cool, man. Hey, Love and Basketball is a good one, too.
Yeah. Above the Rim. You remember that?
Yeah.
The dude, like, I can't remember the dude's name. Not Tupac, the other guy. That's like playing basketball in like a suit, and then he's playing basketball in jeans and Tim's. Like, it was just like, can we not get this guy some sneakers? let's keep these phone lines going. Pat is in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
What's happening, man? Hey, I'm going to just give you a piece of advice. Don't quit your day job, brother.
Who, me?
You. You, for Son's sake.
Hey, I like a movie called Coach Carter.
Coach Carter's good. Samuel L.?
Yeah, man.
I gotta put this dude.
You gotta get that. Get fun. Oh, you know what? Did anybody say Sandlot? My buddy just texted that to me.
Oh yeah, Sandlot was great, man.
Yeah,
a lot of people are into that one. Tin Cup. I think you said
Sandlot,
that.
Sandlot, the one with the big old dog or something like that.
Yeah, the beast.
Yeah.
Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers. Is that the camp?
Nah, the baseball one. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like in the neighborhood.
David Spade's in it.
I don't think so. Maybe I do.
That's really funny.
All right, Strober, I know you're dying. Give us your list.
Yeah, he probably got a whole 100 movies.
No, I literally was just going to tell you Benchwarmers, then for a serious movie, 42.
42 is really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's my list.
Yeah. That was good. What about you, White Brian?
Basketball deserves a mention. It's a great movie.
I doubt B's ever heard of Basketball.
What's Basketball?
Invincible is another good one.
Tell B about Basketball.
It's the creators of South Park, and they create a game called Basketball. And it's just South basketball, Park, but you run the bases cartoon. Like you're playing baseball.
The South Park cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, the two guys that created it.
So they created this movie. So the movie was funny?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
All right. I got one that we missed that is great. Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah.
The Jamaican bobsled team? That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Get on up. It's bobsled time. I thought Ali with Will Smith was pretty good.
Yes. That was a damn good movie. Will played his ass off in that one.
Yo, the scene where he's dead broke and on the subway, like the above ground subway in New York, is just like, God, how did it get like this? You know what I mean? Man.
You know what? It's like, it's just, that's, you know, I was, while Terry, somebody sent me this picture that Terry Crews had drawn for me.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Terry, and I say, a young T. Crews. And he was like, man, I haven't seen that picture in all these years, man. And he told his story in his post. And I told him, I say, people always see the success. They never see the struggle. And I think a lot of these movies we've named, if we think about most of them, that was some struggle in there where people had to overcome something for the movie to make the best at the end.
Totally.
So,
I mean, be a great example of that, of just somebody having to overcome something. I just got this sent to me from Sports Grumpy. He said, best basketball movie ever, Air Bud.
Air Bud?
Yeah, you don't remember Air Bud?
No.
It's about a dog. That becomes a basketball player?
No, dog.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
I'll just read you from IMDb.
I probably would have taken that completely off of my list if I was thinking. No, I've never heard of this movie.
Diffident in the wake of his father's death, high schooler Josh struggles to adapt to his new home in Washington State. That all changes, however, when he signs up to be the school basketball team's manager and discovers that his pet dog, Bud, a stray golden retriever he took in, can play the sport amazingly well. After Bud joins the team, Josh's life brightens considerably until the dog's former owner returns in hopes of stealing the dog back. You don't remember Air Bud, B?
No, dog. No.
I can't imagine you ever watching that movie.
I don't remember.
I didn't watch it either.
I don't remember it. I don't just remember like previews of it or whatever. But, hey, to each his own.
Nelson, what up, man? What's your movie?
Hey, how we doing, man? I got a couple.
Okay.
I got for basketball, I got Sunset Park. It was like mid-90s, Fredro Starr, Terrence Howard when he was young. It was a pretty good movie. You know, most sports movies got a happy ending. This one didn't really have that, you know, that happy ending to it, but it was a dope movie for the 90s. And then for soccer, I'm a big soccer guy. I like Green Street Hooligan. That was a good one with Elijah Wood.
Street Hooligan, he said?
Yo.
Yeah, it's about
the soccer. Isn't that a movie about Pele that was out there, too?
No, this one's about like
no, Chicago not that movie, but yeah.
Which one, Pele?
But there's a movie about Pele though too, isn't it?
I'm sure there is.
Probably.
But yeah,
what is? I think my daughters just watched that. What is Green Street Hooligans? Texas?
It's about West Ham United, the soccer hooligans. Out there starting stuff. I don't think the kids would have watched
it. Yeah, my kids didn't watch that. All right, thanks for the call, Nelson. Appreciate you, bud.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, bro.
Another good 90s movie was Blue Chips. Shaq was in it. I think Penny Hardaway. It was kind of bad, but also kind of good, if that makes sense. I enjoyed it. We got a ton of callers on this, so I'm going to keep it going. Craig is in Bowie. Craig, best sports movie.
Hey, how you guys doing? I don't know if it's the best, but how about The Replacements?
Oh, I love The Replacements.
Yep.
Wasn't that about the Washington Redskins?
Yeah. It was supposed to be about the 87 team that the replacement players during the strike went undefeated and played so well. One of my favorite all-time speeches, Keanu Reeves in the huddle. Pain heals, chicks dig scars, but glory lasts forever. I mean, can't say it better than that.
That was great.
Good call. Thanks, Craig.
Love the show. Thank you.
Right, thank
appreciate
you, man.
You, bro. Josh is in D.C. Josh, what's your movie, dude?
Okay, I'm going to go back. I don't know if y'all remember, but The Sixth Man with Marlon Wayans.
No.
Anybody remember that?
I remember hearing about it. I didn't watch it, though.
I don't remember
that. It was about him and his brother played for the Huskies. And his brother passed away because he was hanging on the rim, and he fell, and he passed away. And then when Marlon was on the team, his brother's ghost was helping him be good. You know what I mean? Like manipulating the basketball as a ghost, The Sixth Man. And The Sandlot, I was going to say The Sandlot. That's the 4th of July movie, so that's like perfect.
Sandlot is good. I think my kids would enjoy that. Yo, what's my man's name? Squints? Makes out with Wendy Peppercorn, pretends to be drowning. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Long shot. That's another one, The Long Shot.
What's that one?
I don't know. Ben just texted to me.
So if anybody texts B. Mitch a movie right now, he's going to say it on air.
I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say who told me.
I hope nobody. What?
So, Ben, tell us what the movie's about, because you can't play golf. I know that's it.
I hope nobody.
It may be a golf play.
I hope nobody texts you about your friend Debbie down in Dallas. I know you like that movie.
I know that's not a sports movie. But then again, it could be a sports movie.
It's a lot of effort.
Could have been a sports movie.
A lot of
movie.
Sweating.
Yeah. Had to overcome stuff.
I'll let you rule on this, B. Now, this dude is a good listener, Mark Henning. He always tweets in about the show.
Well, Mark.
Molly's Game. I don't know if you saw that. It's about poker, but it's pretty damn good.
It's about poker and sports.
Okay. There you have it. Molly's Game counts.
Yeah.
Let's go to Britton in Fort Washington. What's up, Britt?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I'm pretty mad because the last caller and just took my movie. I wanted to talk. I specifically called in for The Sixth Man because I was like, how hasn't nobody said The Sixth Man yet? But he beat me to the punch. But I'm also surprised that no one has said the Waterboy.
Oh, Waterboy.
That's a good call. Waterboy.
Mama say,
was a great movie.
Mama
you
say,
when Bobby Boucher came in at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the bowl. Do you? Do you?
Why are crocodiles so
absolutely,
honored?
Absolutely, guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
They got all them teeth, no toothbrush.
All right. B, I'm going to read you the plot to a movie, and then you can decide if you think it's good or not.
Uh-huh.
Mike and Jimmy are disconsolate after watching their favorite team, the Boston Celtics, lose a game in the NBA Finals. They hatch a far-fetched scheme to sabotage Lewis Scott, the star of the opposing team, who is known for his love of nightlife, by getting him very drunk and thus too hungover to perform in the next game. After the two inadvertently kidnap the player instead, they dither about whether or not to release their hostage.
That's a strange movie.
It's called Celtic Pride, and it got a 12 out of 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
That might be the worst sports movie. That could be a different category.
Well, if somebody thinks like that, they could like it. Landfill, you can say this over the air. You say text me anything, and I'll say it, so laugh and text me.
Yeah, I texted you, B, so you can say it.
Angels in the outfield.
Great movie.
I'll provide zero context, but I will tell you that B. Mitch brought up that movie during Cody's wedding.
Wow.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember when Cody's father-in-law came up with the category, and it was and Cody was like, I got nothing? Remember that?
Yeah.
That was your answer. Anyway.
What was my answer? I didn't say nothing about angels in the outfield. Oh, Debbie, you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
Emil is in Alexandria. Emil, what's your favorite sports movie?
Yeah, what up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What up?
So my favorite sports movie was Rudy. And I got a fun fact about that. I was a student at Notre Dame when they filmed it. I think I was a sophomore. And we knew that there was like this big kind of low-budget film coming in. We were like, whatever is going on. They're just like setting up on our campus. But they were looking for extras. So me and my buddies, we all went up to the to see if we can get in the movie. We got like, so I'm in like two or three scenes of the movie.
Oh, really?
Of course I'm in the football scenes where like we were playing, I think Georgia Tech at the time. And during halftime, they changed the scoreboard to like a different team. And the actors came in to like reenact that, you know, that famous scene of Rudy. But I'm also like in the dining hall scene, and there's like a couple scenes on the quad where we're like, me and my roommates are like throwing around a football. So
that's awesome, man.
That movie it's like, I love watching it because the campus has changed so much since then. You know, it's been over 20 years, but if I ever want to like a time capsule of what it looked like when I was there, I just watched the movie.
That's dope, man. I'm glad you get to enjoy that. Take care.
Yeah,
happy
awesome.
4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah, you too.
Back to that movie that I named. It's not Long Shot, it's Long Game. But after I just read about it, it's five Mexican-American guys that were caddies who wanted to learn how to play golf, so they created their own golf course, and they end up winning the 1957 Texas State High School Golf Championship.
That's cool.
So I would like – I'm going to have to go look that up.
It's on Netflix.
It is?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to check that out. You talk about some damn determination. Oh, I want to learn the game of golf. They ain't go buy golf clubs. They built a whole damn golf course.
You know, I've read this thing about Seve Ballesteros, who I don't know a ton about. Obviously, he's an all-time great golfer.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in like a small fishing village in the north of Spain, and they had no money, basically, it sounds like. And he would make his own golf clubs out of sticks. He would find old golf, like heads of golf clubs, make his own club out of a stick, and then he just went around and found rocks that were about the size of a golf ball, and that's how he learned to play.
Well, I tell you, like I said, he damn sure learned. Seve was good, dog.
Right. Whereas I have clubs and balls and stink. So
how about which golf man never took lessons? And he's real good too.
Bubba.
Not Bubba.
I've heard
the old school
Trevino.
Yeah, Lee Trevino.
I've heard the greatest
and
game.
And you take lessons, and damn, you suck.
No, I haven't taken a lesson in a while.
I'm messing with you.
I'm playing this afternoon, B. We'll see.
You playing better, dog. You playing better. Well,
I was playing better. I no longer am, but was a period of time I was.
Am I your, like, you know, whenever you get around me, you just go the other way for some.
I played well on the front the last. No, Kid Lock, I did not
play. You played
well.
Very good when we played golf in our.
At Congressional.
No, when it was 116 degrees.
Yo, I just need to move to Arizona. That's the best place for my golf game. Shout out to Bill Strang if you're listening.
Strang.
I'm going to move into your guest house. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 70 minutes till vacation, B. We're going to make it. We got a S-ton of callers. We're talking best sports family movies ever.
I got all my sisters and me.
Let's go to Dean. Dino, what's your favorite sports movie?
Hey, guys. I think the movie that B was talking about before with Pelé was called Victory.
That's it.
I think I want to mention The Longest Yard because I think it's probably one of the first sports movies made.
Yeah.
It's an absolute classic, man. You're talking about the Burt Reynolds, the original?
The original.
Yeah, dude. It's great. When Burt takes down the secretary in her office.
You just forgot about the sports, huh, Jay?
I remember all of it, B. I remember every little thing.
Even the game at the end is like really good. I mean, it's like classic football.
It is. You know what's crazy that you bring up Longest Yard, Dean? I just finished this show last night called The Offer, which is on Paramount Plus, and it's about the making of The Godfather. And the dude that was the producer of The Godfather, his name is Ruddy. He wins Best Picture. He becomes an Oscar winner. Like, he's a super huge deal. And at least the way this show goes, He gets off of Godfather 2. He doesn't make Godfather 2 so he could make The Longest Yard because he didn't want to lose Burt Reynolds as an actor.
Wow.
That's cool.
Isn't that crazy, cool, man?
That's crazy.
All right. Appreciate the call, Dean. Thanks, bud.
Hi, Dean.
I wonder, like, how many sports movies impact, like, when you watch them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk about Brian Piccolo, Brian's song, because you were a kid. Yeah. For me, White Men Can't Jump, I wasn't necessarily a kid. I was like 11 or 12 probably. But it was such a cultural moment in like the early 90s.
You were 11 or 12?
I think so.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
I was in the league.
What's the lady's name in White Men Can't Jump? Perez? Rosie Perez?
Rosie.
I tell you what didn't hurt.
Rosie still look good, though.
Yeah. What also didn't hurt for 12, 13-year-old JP in that movie was Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
and perhaps
Rosie still look good.
Yeah, for sure. But I do think when you, like, I think people get attached to movies, music, all of that stuff when you're young. B, I can also report with certainty that if you Google Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump, you get some serious results back on your computer.
I'm going to do it on my phone.
Yeah. don't do it with the grandbabies around. John is in Warrington. Jonathan, what's up, dude?
Hey guys, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good. I gotta go with my man Ricky Bobby and Talladega Nights.
Oh hell.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's a great movie.
Hello, Rosie.
Oh. That is really, really good. Good call, John. That's a left hand up. We missed that one.
Appreciate you, Jens.
Thanks, dude. Have a great fourth.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Oh, this is a good looking woman.
Yeah. Wes is in Alexandria.
That I do.
What up, Wes?
Hey guys. Hey. There's three burners I've got that you guys have missed. So definitely we talking about Space Jam. Come on, that's
Space Jam.
No one said that. That's unbelievable. But then my girl right here sitting next to me, she's my wife, Coach Carter. Come on.
We did talk about Coach Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never mind. My bad about that. My bad.
But we didn't talk about Space Jam.
Cool Running. That's another one.
Cool Running. We did.
Cool Running is phenomenal.
Yeah, we like Cool Running.
Right, but definitely Space Jam. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for taking my call.
I got to say, I love Space Jam.
Oh, and it's got to
be. You know,
be,
I just read that. Okay.
I
would love Space Jam, too.
Thanks for the call, Wes. Shout out to United Artists Movie Theater on Wisconsin Avenue in Bethesda. Good times, baby.
Woo-woo.
Good times. We come back. We're talking baseball. Then it's all phones to end the show. 1 hour till vacation, folks.
Let's get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.